everyone, and welcome to the Indie Film Review with me, Dan. And there's Jared laughing at my introduction. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
No, you did a great job. I just like hearing you and your enthusiasm. No, makes me smile with joy.
I'm putting on a front, let me tell you what, guys.
An imminence front. It's a put on. It's a put on. It's a put on. Anyways, enough old grandpa jokes that songs of people no one's ever listened to. Dan, what film did we watch?
We watched this film called Diamond Heat.
Diamond Heat.
It is a tale of, it's a documentary about a failed 1980s soap opera completely given to you in sock puppet format.
I'm like, you've got to let that other shoe drop or sock in this regard. Because we cannot bury the lead on this.
It's not a documentary, but it's definitely a mockumentary.
Yes, yes.
And it's silly. It's very silly. So without further ado, let's get into them questions.
Well, I just want to say I'm pretty sure Dusty brought us this. Dusty York is the director, writer, brainchild. He birthed them from his mind.
Yes, and he plays one of the socks.
Yeah, he plays the badass loner with an eye patch that rides the motorcycle. His name is.
Yeah.
I'll get the name. I have the names of all the characters, or most of them. Steve Stakely, I think.
Stakely,
yes. what a weird fucking movie. I feel like this movie and the last movie were both strange animated films. Just getting them back to back is kind of funny how that fell.
Yeah,
In our list. but yeah, question, Dan. You want to ask me one? Go for it.
Jared, so ready. How did you feel about the puppet designs?
Okay, so give me one sec. There's like a plane or something passing by.
You guys can't see it, but Jared's like he's half out the window waving at the plane.
Well, now we gotta keep this in.
Hey, I love planes.
I wave at every plane because sometimes if you wave at them, they'll honk the horn, and that's what I really love flight.
That's my new fake job that I'm going to give to people at parties. What do you do? Oh, I manufacture airplane horns. I didn't know airplanes had horns.
It scares away the jinn. Oh no, they're only found in the desert. I forgot. The sky jinn.
Scares away some it scares away some mythical being. Like those don't exist. It's like that you know of because I developed these horns. The airplanes keep them at bay with.
The horns are keeping them at bay. Yes, exactly. Okay, we're off the rails. Crazy. We're having fun. So, how do I feel about these sock designs? They are very jank. It feels like they were done jankily on purpose.
Yes, they are for sure.
What I will say, and they're charming in that regard. What I will say is I kind of wish, because it feels like they just had like one sock puppet for one character and that was it. How fun would it have been if they had like, I'm going to go and buy a bunch of pink socks or a bunch of this one type of sock and then have them in different hats and eyes change. And then like, maybe there's one scene where he's winking or,
well, they kind of,
you know,
did.
Like a tongue comes out.
They kind of did with the girl with the lips a little bit.
Yeah. But it was really just like, we're going to take the same sock and then put some lips on top of that and make her lips.
But
bigger.
That adds to the janky charm of it. I don't know. I completely see what you're saying. And that
I get this is a low-budget independent film, but I feel like just a little more effort in with that could have taken this film a long way. Long story short, I love sock puppets. I think this is really fun. It's a really stupid, fun idea. I was excited to see this. Dan, how did you feel about, I guess, the plot of like a soap opera documentary and its...
The writing...
Its perpetual... downfall.
The writing of this film is what makes the film amazing to me. I have a lot of critique for it in terms of production, but the writing I can't go wrong with. Like, it's so silly, so funny.
Yeah, it's pretty raunchy too.
Very raunchy. It's like some of the delivery of the lines was a bit off, and like I think that's just because you have people who are not acting with other people. They're kind of reading lines and they're pretending to have somebody in the room with them. So like I think that's where a lot of the disconnect that I felt with some of the comedy was, but just the comedy was written so well. There's so many good jokes. And it's very memorable. But Jared, that leads me to my first critique. So I'm going to ask you a question. How did you feel about the cinematography?
I feel like this film had the exact opposite problem.
Yes.
As the last film we just watched, like Silicon Docks. And I'm not trying to compare the two. I'm just saying there's different areas of improvement that they could work on. Every shot in this is a close up of the subject, one subject, and that's it. And there's a green screen behind them. And if you start skimming through the film, because I was maybe like 15 minutes in, I'm like, man, is this going to be like every shot in the film? And it's virtually that. It's every single shot in the film is that. It's visually unappealing to see the exact same frame, the exact same, like, where the hand is, over and over and over again. And I was so excited to see, like, ooh, they even reference it where it's like a character turns and the camera cuts to them as they look away in ennui, and then the characters in the background, they're like, oh no, Deborah, I can't believe it. And they didn't do anything like that. I'm like, you could have done that. It could have been so good.
That's my big critique. So the issue that I take with this film is leave the interviews the way they are. Just like the talking heads, but with the soap opera, get the different camera angles in there.
Oh my God. You have to study all of the...
Make it a soap opera and film it like a soap opera and use the same shitty sock puppets. Like, with all respect to the sock puppets, just use... Like, the shittiness is what the appeal of the sock puppet is, I think. So... A really stupid, steamy soap opera being enacted by sock puppets is fucking hilarious. And if you take the camera work seriously, that will transform the joke.
I'm pumping my fists in the air because that's all I wanted. How fun would that have been? It just like go through. My idea was go through and just find some of these like homages that they're doing for these different famous soap operas and just study the camera work. Kind of figure out some of the plots. He was really like hammering away on like, oh, the I'm pregnant reveal. But there's so many other tropes and silly things that you could fucking hit on that are just as silly and fun. And then just take it as seriously as you can with that camera work. What a joy it would have been.
Now, to be on Dusty's side
to
here,
be fair.
To be on Dusty's side, to play devil's advocate, I'm going to say... Just thinking about how I would execute those, it had to, like, he may have already had this thought and just didn't go through with it because filming puppets is difficult to make them look like they're, like, everybody knows that it's somebody's hand in the puppet, but the minute you see the hand, that tiny little suspension of disbelief that you have for puppets goes away. So it is very difficult to film puppets, and I think that was the big issue. But if you could find a workaround to, like, again, make those camera angles happen, this film would soar.
Because what we're asking for is like, oh, now the green screen's not enough. Now you actually have to have a space where you are filming, and that's way harder, way more budget. I mean, if you're just doing one camera, you have to do the same shots over and over and over again. You'll need more actors, more sock puppet people to do the different roles. And I mean, as amazing as that would be, I'm sure Dusty doesn't have the resources or didn't at the time to meet our insane demands.
The budget was like
all the cool shit you could do.
I think the budget was $5,000. All it was. So like you can see where the budget goes to. Like with the green screen, you can see where it goes to with probably paying the actors because the actors did really well.
Yes, I was going to say, the voice work in this is really good. Yeah. And I'm assuming that's where all the money went. Yeah. Because all of the voice actors on here are doing a great job. I was pleasantly surprised by that. Okay. Let's get into spoilers. We're going to jump into it. If you want to see this film,
I believe it's on Tubi.
Oh, is it on Tubi?
I think it's on Tubi.
I fucking love when movies are on Tubi, man.
Tubi is better than Netflix.
Minus Tubi the ads. Fuck yeah, dude. It is on Tubi. Hell yeah. I mean, it's free. I'd rather watch some fucking ads.
Yeah.
Than pay the $5, I guess, sometimes. And with this type of movie, that barrier, $5-$10, that's going to stop people from watching it. But if it's on Tubi, it's going to see the most amount of people, and that's what gets me excited. So yeah, let's go through the characters real quick. We'll talk about our faves. We'll talk about what's up with them, what their deal is. Yeah. We have Barry Baldly. Now, if I say these character names wrong, fuck me, all right? Whatever. I'm doing my best.
he's the show creator, right?
Yes, so he's the show creator, he's the showrunner or whatever, and then he eventually becomes the director because all the directors keep dying. That bit of, like, the directors dying was really, really good. There's one where, so when the first director dies, they're like, news today, it cuts to, like, a newscast, they're like, the director so-and-so has died, and we're not sure what happened. It seems natural causes, but they're still investigating, and here's what was found in the system. And it was just, like, 2 minutes of them listing different things that were found in his system, and it goes from like, oh, that's funny, to okay, this needs to stop, to like, it's funny again. And that's really hard to do. Yeah. And that was really well done. I like that a lot. It was just made me smile. So we have him. We have Jane Johnson, who is like one of the female leads. She is the Botox.
Okay.
Face lady. So what could have been fun with her is every time they mention her getting the Botox or whatever, we her cut to another. Bigger. Yeah. Or that, or another sock puppet of like, maybe he could like fit cardboard in the cheeks and make the cheekbones of the sock pop out more. So like every time we cut to her, she's slightly different looking, or she's got like a Michael Jackson nose.
That seems feasible because those socks were like, they were pretty big. Like, they were big socks, you know, because this guy,
feet. Hey, there. you know what they say about big socks. You know what they say about Anyways, Tad Thompson plays the old man, and what is his personality? Oh, he has heart attacks a lot. Yes. So he's having heart attacks all the time. I think he has a lot of divorces.
That's
one of the other running gags. He's,
and you know, he's been bankrupt seven times or six times.
Yeah, yeah. He's by the end, he's living like in an undisclosed location. Oh, he's living in the wilderness to hide from all of his ex-wives. Yes. So he doesn't have to pay alimony. So stupid. You have Steve Starkly, who is the bad boy, who Dusty plays, who's probably the best character.
Yes, for sure.
I think we can both agree. He's got an eye patch. He'll say one or two lines that are like really and then just leave and get on his motorcycle. That was so funny. But how amazing would it be if they actually had a toy motorcycle and then he pretends to get on it and it drives off out of the scene? God, even if they just used the same shot over and over of him walking, getting on the motorcycle, and then driving away, that would be even funnier because you're like, that is the same fucking scene. Because you could play with how shitty everything is by doing stuff like that, like using B-roll or because they do that in this where there's some callbacks to other jokes later on. I just don't like how they
when
were
in doubt
used.
Make fun of your budget.
Yeah it's an easy, like Velociraptor does that where they do the big explosion. I'm sorry, Velocipastor, which they're gonna make a sequel to, and we should cover it, by the way. I've got my little peepers on that one for sure. But yeah, the joke is like his parents die, the preacher, and then when they get blown up in a car accident, but there's no explosion. It just has a gif, like a placeholder gif of like, insert explosion here. And he's like, no, it's really dumb. But yeah, so we have him. We have Samantha, who I guess her thing is like she just is like really into old guys,
yeah.
And she has a ankle monitoring bracelet. Well, she can't be near old men.
With the other thing is, she's kind of in competition with the other female lead.
Yes,
like she's the young and pretty one, and the other one's basically aging out. So she's trying to combat that with Botox.
Yeah. So there is a commentary on acting and the yes. female lead. And yes, thank you. Abby Allison is probably my second favorite character, is mm-hmm. the assistant, where she goes, oh my God. Okay. So like that's every sentence she starts, because she's just there to spill the tea. That yeah. is her character, yeah. is shitting on everyone. There was a great gag because she had, it already cut to her like three times already of her just shitting all over everyone. Because the camera person would be like, oh, so how do you feel about this actor? Or how do you feel about blah, blah, blah? And one of the things was like, oh, how do you feel about, you know, your lead in it? And she goes, oh my God. So, okay. No, he's fine. He's good. She just like has nothing to say.
Yeah.
But she starts it off like she's going to talk some shit. She's like, actually, he was really professional.
So the lead.
And a pleasure to work
what's
with.
What's his name? Ronald.
Ronald Reginald, I think, is the party
yeah,
guy
yeah.
who just does a lot of drugs.
And has sex with everybody.
He's the star sock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a running gag with him boning every single
oh
one
Oh my
of the God.
Dude, I'm a fucking idiot.
What's up?
He's the star sock.
Oh,
it just dawned
he's the
on
star.
Me.
It no, I actually, I knew it the me. Whole time. I only acted the way I just did to make you feel better. Okay.
Good, it worked.
Because I'm a good friend.
Thank you.
but yeah, there's so it'll show like, hey, how do you feel about Ron? And they're asking one of the female leads, and then it'll cut to her like running away from him, and he runs on the screen, and he's like, hey, baby, don't worry, it's just chlamydia. You just gotta take some medicine, and then it's gone. But they keep doing that with every single one of the characters, and it's a different thing every time. And the first time I was like, oh, that's cute. And the second time, it actually did get funnier as
okay.
it went on. Yeah.
Another character that we haven't mentioned yet is it, what's his name? The Mexican sock.
Gabriel Gonzalez, which Gabriel. I really liked.
I loved him.
Gonzalez.
Okay, so his character arc is the most interesting. Like, it's,
yes.
it's definitely something that you could totally see happening. But he apparently was a television star in Mexico, and he wanted to make it big in Hollywood. So he goes to Hollywood. This guy, Barry, hires him as in a lead role. And then Barry's like, yeah, I did hire
big
him in
quotes.
A lead role. He's lead gardener.
It's so dumb. But then he starts doing the role for so long that by the end, once the soap opera is over, he decides he wants to be a gardener.
Yes.
He's like, I've been doing it for so long. He's like, I guess I enjoyed being a gardener.
Yes.
But I think eventually he does get the lead role, because one by one, you start to see all the different characters start to leave the show for different reasons. That was kind of fun. So at first, how did you feel about like the overarching plot of what was going on here? Because I really do feel like it meandered for a bit.
Well,
and then
once
we got into the downfall, I was like, okay.
Like
right,
I said,
now I'm gonna get
I think
in it, what's going
I,
on.
I think the writing is what really, helps this film along. Like
yes.
that's the strongest suit of this film, because like I can handle the jank. I can.
Yeah. Oh, I love jank.
Not,
I fucking love
but,
jank.
But not everybody does. So it's
don't
like, what am I thinking that I can recommend to people? And it's like, the story is here. The comedy is here. There is something here. But if you're not ready to look at sock puppets for an hour and a half or an hour and 15 minutes, like,
yeah.
don't watch the film.
That's
but,
the only problem is that it's not, I wouldn't say it's not visually interesting. It's the camera is not interesting in what it is doing with
yes.
the subjects.
Yes.
And that is unfortunate. Alrighty. I think we covered all the characters that I can think of. There's some other ancillary ones, but
yeah.
they're kind of like, you know, they're just like there to fill in. So we both agreed on who was our favorites and all that.
So a couple of things that I thought were super funny was, the heart attacks were always funny. I liked how they introduced different soap operas besides the one that they all failed at.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they are all the same fucking thing. Like, the episode titles are all really stupid.
They're wonderful, but it always cuts to, again, like that that full frontal sock.
Full frontal sock. Oh my god.
Yeah, man.
Oof. Sounds like a Saturday night for me.
The bad boy has an interesting arc where he turns into. Yeah. Like, it's found out that he's not a bad boy after all. He's not escaped from prison. He doesn't have a rap sheet. He's actually a youth pastor or a pastor somewhere. And
So he does have a rap sheet, but then over the course of him becoming an actor and going to jail and, you know, whatever, he finds God. And then, but he's like, but everyone will think that it's super lame if I'm like really into being a pastor and stuff. So he, all those times he was leaving and being mysterious, he was going to be a youth pastor. Oh man. I thought that was great. I think it would have been funny if he was trying to like force that into the show. Where he'd be like, you know what, kids? And it's like him taking a knee. I don't know how a sock would take a knee, or like sit in a chair backwards. But yeah, he's like, oh, let me tell you about the Lord.
I can't get over a sock taking a knee.
He like puts on a backwards hat. He's like, I may be an old fuddy-duddy, but I still got a thing to teach you kids. Duddy. I don't know, man.
I'm an old sudsy. Sutty putty.
Sock puppet. An old so-and-so. And he, I like how he wears the eye patch. He doesn't really need it.
Yeah.
He's just like, it's just part of my persona. It's branding, baby. You gotta, yeah. We're all part of a brand. But yeah, I mean, I don't really have too much else to say about this film. I feel like we've covered it pretty succinctly. I think so. Closing thoughts, Dan, what do you think?
Get over your jank phobia. Like, guys, start doing...
You're talking about the audience, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Start doing our work with us. Like, this should be a show in which we can share everything. So, challenge yourself this time around. Oh. Well, maybe not this time because you've already listened to the show, but next show, the next one we upload, watch the film first if you can, and then listen to us talk about it. So we can talk and convene together.
Well, what I'm hoping is that they'll listen to some, and then if they're into it, they're like, oh, okay, I'll stop this, go watch the show, and then come back. That's my hope. That's my dream. But who knows?
We're demanding a lot of people.
I'm demanding a lot. And then after they're done doing that, they actually go back and listen to it from start to finish. Mm. Now that they've gotten, the whole thing with that.
And then write a dissertation and take a podcast.
Yes. Then they direct message me telling me how cool and special I am to them personally, and how I've affected their lives. Oh my God. Where's my coffee? Hey, closing thoughts. Very cool premise. Please keep making more, Dusty. I'm very interested in you. Do more sock puppet shit.
Yes.
I really want you to expand on this, and maybe hopefully you can get like another camera and
sock
get like a two camera setup.
Is greater than Ooh. The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
You could make your own backgrounds, dude. You could, like, every shot that you want, just make a shitty, like, crayon drawing or hire someone to do some, like, art. And, like, every scene could just be that. Oh, it could be so good. Anyways, just, you know.
Sock puppet the Avengers. I would watch
No. Yeah, that could be fun. That could be. I mean, you ever watch the Thumb Wars where it's, like, the thumbs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cute. I wonder if is that an indie? It's gotta be. It's gotta be. Probably expensive to make, though. Dan, quick question to you. Do you think we should ever watch a Neil Breen movie on this? Have we ever done that?
We haven't. And yes, we should.
Yeah, I think we should cover him because he's like an all-time great indie dude. The reason I was thinking of him because apparently he won a bunch of awards at a festival. He was like rated best of a festival recently.
Really?
Yeah. And I think it's just because on word of mouth, like people just go, they're like, oh, Neil Breen, he's insane. His movies are ridiculous, but they're entertaining. Ridiculous. People like watching them. So, all right. Anyways. Okay. Thank you all for listening. Dan, plugs.
Guys, you can find us on Instagram at Indie Film Review Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Indie Film Pod. You can find us on email at theindiefilmreview@gmail.com. Mm. Email us your shit. We
Hell
watch
yeah.
Your shit.
You can find Dan at the Red Panda 69 at onlyfans.com. If you want to give him some money, go there and tip him. He's real thirsty for those.
Watch, there's going to be a red panda 69.
Chest,
and they're going to think it's
pics.
Me.
It will be you. And it is you. What are you saying? Anyways, support your boys. Support this podcast by just listening. Oh my God. Thank you so much. And telling other people. That's what I really like. Tell other people about the show. That makes me a happy panda. Makes me a happy red panda. Thanks again for listening. I appreciate you. Daniel, the final word.
I'm a tanuki, not a panda.
Ooh, and if you... give me those big old balls.
Gross.
Tanukis have big balls.
Podcasts, but there are so many out there and it's hard to know what's good.
Well, my friend, it is not as hard as you might think because Necropodicon has you covered. They've got movie reviews, horror shows, games, comedy, and improv, so all you gotta do is head on over to necropodicon.com to find your new favorite podcast. Yeehaw!
Necropodicon. Hard to pronounce? Easy to listen.